Tuberville, Biden is prolonging Ukraine-Russia war for political benefit, they needed this. By Jeff Poor on October 27, 2023. According to Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine could have ended long ago, but the Biden White House would not allow it. During an interview that aired Thursday on Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Tuberville maintained President Joe Biden stood in the way of an agreement between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during the early stages of the conflict that would have resulted in Ukraine conceding land. Alabama's senior U.S. senator said Biden needed the war to deflect attention from his own corruption allegations. "That Ukraine war, now, I've not voted for one dime," he said. "Whether I'm right or wrong, but I've looked at this, this could have been stopped in 3 months. This Ukraine-Russia war. Most people don't know this, you can read about it." 3 months after the war started, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky wanted it stopped, and he did a deal with Putin to stop this, give him so much land. The United States, Joe Biden's White House and former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson went over there, he talked him out and told him, "You were not going to stop this war." "Joe Biden needed this war," Tuberville continued. "I spent last night with Congressman Comer, who is doing the investigation on the Biden crime family. You should see the information they've got. They are totally corrupt in what they've done. They needed this deflection in Ukraine to get the eye off him in the White House. They didn't see this one coming in Israel. Now they've got themselves in a bind because we're so stretched. And you've got China and Taiwan. This would be a great time if you're Chinese and you're going to go into Taiwan. The next 6 or 7 months, you're going to do it because we are so thin. I don't know if we could fight one war with what they've done to our military. We've got some great military people, but they've run thousands out because of a vaccine mandate. The woke things they're teaching in the military is god-awful. I don't know if we can fight one war, much less three at one time." Later, during the segment, Tuberville elaborated more on his claim. He argued the war could have been prevented had the Biden administration so desired. "I don't think there is any doubt, and again, you can go back and read about it," he said. "There was an agreement made, and we wouldn't let them stop. We don't need to give them this land. You need to keep fighting. They needed this, and they've gotten hundreds of thousands of people killed. And, of course, the American people don't see this because it's so far away. But there's a huge theory out there that, of course, if you've got problems, especially if you've got criminal problems like Joe Biden has got, which eventually they'll pay the price for. You've got to get everybody's mind off of that and get something else going. They did, and they've kept it going. I was there, along with several other senators, right before the war started," Tuberville added. "They were clashing on the border anyway. We could have sent things there to try to stop this war early. Joe Biden wouldn't send anything. If you remember, he talked to Putin and said don't go in. Then he said, well, if they've got a small incursion there, it won't be a big problem. Well, it has been a huge problem. And again, anything to take the heat off of people in the White House." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.